One moment.
Tyler, hi, what's your last name?
Hi, am I speaking with Cody?
Yes.
Hi, Cody. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going?
Not too bad.
Very good. Very good. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you overall here. I know you were speaking with Dan. He's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did he do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any questions that I can answer or clarify for you in regards to the program, like maybe details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like a little bit more details because I know, like, with Home Advisor, I had the app, and it was it was too much going on at once, and it really didn't, for what I was paying them, it didn't add up.
Yeah, I understand with Home Advisor, you pay an annual fee to get on their directory for the year, and then it's pay per lead as you go, and each lead that they send you, it varies in size depending on how big the lead is. That they're sending you. So it does get pretty costly. Now, with our services, we don't work anything like them in regards to pricing, or we don't sell you leads. What we do is place you as a top recommended option on the front page of Google. This way, calls are inclined to call you directly. So you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee or anything like that. And the rate that we charge you, it's one fixed flat rate each and every month. It never goes up or changes on you, and you never have to worry about any hidden fees that come along with the program whatsoever, because you do get an invoice via transaction each and every time a payment is made. Okay, and it's only one time a month. Okay, now, absolutely. Well, we do make it very affordable for you. Now, I'm going to be able to probably get it down to probably about $5 to $7 a day for you. It is on a month-per-month basis. Now, normally, without any of the discounts, it runs at $4.99 with a $2.99 programming fee. But with the discount, I'm able to get you in at $1.49, waiving the programming fee entirely. Okay, it's down to about $5 a day, and that's waiving the setup fee on top of that. And that's out the door, Cody. There's no other hidden fees that would be involved with that price point. There's no other surcharges. And like I said, the setup fee, that would be waived entirely for you. Now, however long you decide to utilize the services for, it would be locked in at that discounted rate each and every month you come back to us. It would never go up or change on you. Now, everything that would include for you, everything the $149 package gets you is going to be complete Google local optimization setup. That means we get you found in your local area as a top recommended option. This way, calls come directly to you, and you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. What we also provide for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. It's the second largest search engine that consumers use nowadays, next to Google. And then in order to help your company rank on the front page as well, we do place you on 60 online directories. These are directories Google has their web crawlers go out on a day-to-day basis and index in order to help companies rank on the front page. So you'll be placed on, like, for example, the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would also be providing for you is the creation of a website. We can build you a website, a .com or a .org website, whatever you prefer. It would be up and running for you within 5 business days. We offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it. That way you never have to worry about doing it on your own, of course, or outsourcing it. And we would send you over an example of how it looks on the 5th business day. Once we get your approval, we would then attach to all the listings, Google, Bing, and all the directories. That way, if those are avenues clients are choosing to go down to do searches for the services you're offering, they'd be able to pull you up from that platform they're doing that search from and, of course, contact you directly. And then what we also provide for you is going to be the mobile devices, and that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their location's always changing when they're traveling. So what we do is we mobily optimize your company. That way you show up from anybody searching from any kind of iPhone, Android, and any kind of, you're going to show up on anybody searching from any tablet out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases. Okay, now, Cody, I do have a question for you, though. At the $149 rate, I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, but how many clients would we have to bring you every month in order to offset that price and make it become profitable for you?
I mean, it just depends on how big the jobs are. That's what I was just telling him is I don't want to mess with any biweekly customers. I want to get away from that. I want to get away from the little $30 yards if I can.
I hear you.
I want to do more commercial. I also have a stump grinder and a small tractor with backhoe and stuff. I mean, we can do a lot of different things.
So do you excavating and like land clearing and stuff like that with the backhoe service that you offer?
Well, not really like huge jobs. We're not we're not at that point yet, but that's the goal.
Understood. Well, I mean, that's something that we can help you with. If you want to focus on getting found for more commercial jobs, especially in your local area, this would be something that we can help you with. Obviously, we would focus on getting the commercial clients, the bigger clients contacting you. That way, you're receiving those bigger, higher-end services. That way, you're seeing a nice return on investment. And that's the name of the game, of course. And now, Cody, we would also be providing you with a tracking and reporting system. We know that you've used Home Advisor in the past and it didn't work for you. This is why we provide you, this is why I'd be throwing this in the package for you, because it makes everything completely transparent. You'd be getting a username and a password. It's not an app or nothing like that, but it's a username and a password. You'd be able to log in and see everything that we're doing for you. You'd be able to see like the total amount of phone calls that come directly towards your company. You can see zip codes of where those calls are coming to you from. If a client chooses to leave you a review, the dashboard notifies you about the review when it goes live, and it gives you the option of responding to it if you choose to. In addition to that, you would also be able to see all of the top-ranked keywords people are searching to find your company, whether it be like stump grinding, lawn care, lawn maintenance, landscape design, any keywords related to a service that you're offering, you'd be found as a top recommended option. You can see all of those top ranked keywords people are searching. In addition to that, you get a list of all the areas that we place your company in, as well as targeted marketing. And then you get a list of the directories that we placed you within. And you're also going to be able to see all of the other analytics included, like, how many clicks you're getting, the impressions towards your company, and mostly important, the visits that you're getting to your website. So these are all services that we include inside of the Platinum package, and we give you that tracking system. That way you can see that it's working, okay, anytime that you would like to. But we do offer the services, like I said, with the 2-month verbal agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based, Cody, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the 3rd month moving forward is by providing results within that first 2-month time frame. But I'm sure with all of the services that we include with the website and everything else, you can see the value of giving the program a shot today so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business, right?
Yeah. So the website, is that cost extra or what?
Great question. So the website would be thrown into the package at no additional charge. We also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it. That way you never have to worry about doing it on your own, and you can just focus on the work. Really, the only thing that we ask from you is that you answer your phone and you do a quality job. And obviously, if you do a quality job for that customer, it's going to become repeated business. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, it's absolutely, there's no added fees in regards to the website. It is thrown into the $149 rate.
I mean, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Well,
so
it's going to be soon.
I have to do it for 2 months, right?
Yes, but it's not a 2-month like upfront payment. You wouldn't have to pay $149 times two. So you wouldn't have to do that. So it is a month per month pricing, even though the 2-month verbal agreement. So it'd be $149 month one, $149 month two, and if you decide to move forward with it month three, it'd be $149 locked in moving forward.
Okay.
Okay. But, Cody, it's going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly on the front page, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify information in regards to your company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay? Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact per business. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 765-993-3800, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we do need to get your PIN verified inside of your local area. I'm sure you've done a search on Google before where you see the map where there's little red dots that fall inside of the map showcasing the area where businesses are located. I found the address listed for your business as 7023 East U.S. Highway 40. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
It's a home address, but that's where I run my business out of. So.
Okay, well, if it's a home-run business, we're never going to showcase the public. We're never going to showcase that address for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way, consumers know the service area you're coming to service them, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course. Okay. And then just to kind of verify the zip code out there, I found it as 47327. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Cody, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Legear, L-E-G-E-A-R.
L-E-G-E-A-R, you said?
Yep.
Okay, and then what would be the best email address to use for you or your company?
It's klegear@gmail.com.
Okay, and then as far as your hours of operation go for the business, how would you like them shown, like on the website?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet. What's a normal?
Well, if you're just let me see here. I mean, if you're just starting out, I mean, we don't want you customers contacting you all hours. But usually, when business owners are just starting out, they like to put open availability. That way, they know that they can receive phone calls at any point in time. But then you do have a chance of callers calling you at like maybe 2 a.m. You know, you do have some of those bad eggs that like to call you late at night. So if there's some hours of operation that you want to specify, then we would like to do that for you as well.
I would say like 8 a.m. to 7 probably.
Okay. And then if you ever want to change anything on the account, whether it be the hours of operation, the name of the business, if you move, you ever need to change the location, we can always do that for you. We can make any change or adjustments to the account as needed. You just got to let us know that you need those changes made, and we can do this for you immediately. Okay. And then on the 8 to 7, is that going to be Monday through Friday, or is that going to be 7 days a week?
Probably Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, probably 8 to noon.
It's 12 noon?
Yeah.
Understood. Okay. All right.
I mean,
and then
we sometimes work later now. I just don't want to be answering my phone all day.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Absolutely. All righty. And then, Cody, when you're finished with a job, what methods of payment are you able to accept?
I have Venmo.
Okay, Venmo works. But there's also people accept like cash. Well, some people accept cash if it's a smaller job. There's checks. You know, there's Zelle out there, PayPal, Cash App, stuff like that.
Yeah, the only thing that I have right now is Venmo, and then I can do cash and check.
Okay, perfect.
I have PayPal, but I've never used it, so I don't know how that would work.
Understood. Well, I'm sure that since it goes through your bank would be able to verse you on. If you ever wanted to do that, your bank would be able to give you more information on how to set that up, okay, through your PayPal account. And then also, and if we would need to get a hold of you, Cody, in regards to the account that you would have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, an email? What would be the best way to reach you?
Either a phone call or a text, because I'm not the best at checking emails every day.
Understood. Okay. All righty. And then, so we'll send you over a text message. That way, you know, it's us trying to reach you. And then when it's best convenient for you, you can reach us back or you can call us back. Okay. And then one other question. Did you have any other social media out there for the business? I know you're new, but did you have like a Facebook, an Instagram, anything like that?
I have a Facebook page.
Okay. Alrighty. And then also, what I did for you, Cody, is I sent you over an email. The email should have fallen in your inbox here a moment ago. It shows me that it's sent to you successfully. But it will be labeled online marketing. I'm sorry, client support. And that's from Tyler Lavenberg. Okay, give me one second here. And then, Cody, the correct spelling of your first name, it's like the business name, right? K-O-D-E?
No, it's K-O-D-Y.
Okay, and that's how it would be on the email, too? Or it would be C-Legear?
K-Legear.
K-Legear. Okay, give me one second here.
And yeah, it's K-O-D-Y. And then the code green is spelled K-O-D-E. I just spelled it different.
Okay, so it's KLAGEAR@gmail.com?
KLEG. Leg and ear, two body parts.
Oh, I apologize. That's probably, okay, give me a second here. All right, yeah, be looking for that email right now. I just resent it over to you. It's going to fall in your inbox, like I said, as client support from Tyler Lavenberg.
Okay.
Well, give me a sec here. Just making sure it's sent over to you successfully. Okay, yeah, go ahead and refresh your inbox. You should be that should be falling in your inbox here momentarily. Okay. And then also, give me a sec here. Alrighty. And then Cody, the last thing that we would need to do here in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the 149 discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for you?
It would be a debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It's just my name.
Okay, and normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to start from the left to the right, I'll repeat the numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
It's 4292-2770.
Okay.
3464.
Okay.
6433.
And the expiration month and year?
0524.
And the little code that's on the back?
131.
And is that car connected to the 7023 East US Highway 40?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure here. And then we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the first 12 digits of the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code out the card, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate. So I have a Visa starting with 4292-2770-3464-6433. And I have May of 24 and 131.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Now, the card's coded out. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now is going over, putting together your package, but going over a 90-second voice verification. Now, it's about, like I said, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just feel free to stop me right then and there. I'll rephrase that question. That way you have a firm understanding of what it asks, what it's asking you. But it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?"
Code Green Lawn Care.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Cody Legear, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Now, basically, what that question is asking, yeah, if that, what that question is asking is if another company calls you, like we did, to ask you, they're offering you some sort of marketing or advertising for the company, to make sure that you wouldn't be double paying for a service, we just ask that if you do decide to move forward with that company, to give us a call before doing so, so we can make sure that you won't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically just like a safety precaution. And then also, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be June 23rd, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $149. When the term is completed, the agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the 23rd, but in that same discounted amount of $149. That rate will never go up or change on you. Now, Cody, you may discontinue the agreement also at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excuse me. Okay, that does conclude the voice verification. Now, what I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the 149. As soon as that process, the payment, you're going to be getting an invoice via transaction showing you that 149 came out of your account. And I'm also going to be setting you up for what we call a client interview. Now, basically, that's when you sit down with our certified technicians. They're here in-house from Google, but they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and they're also going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company with you to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course, with all the proper services and everything. Now, I'm not going to be able to get
a time. Is there, like, a time tomorrow? I need to be going to Centerville.
Yeah, tomorrow's gonna have to be the time that I was just about to schedule for your time tomorrow. Today we did close about 13 minutes ago. So we wouldn't be able to get you in today, but what time works best for you tomorrow? And I could let you know if I have that time available.
What times do you have?
Okay, so, I do have, wide open, I have a 4 o'clock. I do, if you want to do it early in the morning, I have an 11 o'clock. I have a 12, noon, a 1, and a 2 o'clock available. 11. Okay, perfect. All righty, give me a sec here. And then you're going to be getting a calendar invite along with an invoice sent over to your email. Actually, the invoice should have already been sent over to you. Are you able to check your emails while I have you on the line?
Thanks.
Yeah, so like I said, we want everything to be completely transparent with you. So I can provide you with your username for the client dashboard that we give you. So go ahead and, let me know when you have your emails pulled up, please.
Yeah, I've got them.
Okay, so you see the one where it says local splash initial invoice?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and click that one open for me. And then you'll see about the fifth line down from the top after you open it. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
Okay, now once you click on that, that's going to take you to another page that says local splash terms of experience at the very top. Now that shows you a summary of the services that are included within the package as you scroll down. Now I need you to scroll all the way down for me. Now you see where it says cancellation and refunds in bigger letters towards the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's a little checkbox right underneath it. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized cardholder and all the accurate is true and accurate. All the information is true and accurate. So you would click that box for me, or check it, excuse me, and then at the very bottom, it's the DocuSign signature. So you would sign your name as seen above, and then once you confirm it, it's going to lock you into that 149 discounted rate, and it's going to take you to another page that says local splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
I'm there.
Okay, so the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, the 765-993-3800. And the password, that's going to be created for you tomorrow and given to you during the client interview from the agent, from my agent that's giving you a phone call. And then once you disconnect with my agent tomorrow after the phone interview is completed, you're going to be able to customize those if you choose to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are. If you choose to, of course. It's always an option that you have on the table. But, Cody, that is the only requirement that we do have from you today, is speeds up the client interview process, because we are very busy over here. But I always like to ask, I know it's late in the evening over there and you need to get going, but did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime before my agents give you a call tomorrow?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, well, you do have our contact information sitting in your inbox. Like I said, it's labeled client support. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, please feel free to use those numbers. Other than that, just wait for the call tomorrow. We'll be happy to get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks for your time, Cody. I appreciate it. You have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.